Robot Building Supplies. They've got it and deliver. Robotbuildingsupplies.com.au.
Dwayne's World with Dwayne Russell.
Welcome back to Dwayne's World. Great to have your company. Don't forget you can call any time on the open line. Thanks to Werribee Kia, staying open to help Victorians through this at Werribee Kia. 1300 736 736. If you'd like to join me, jump on the line now or send through your speckled text 0433 98 11 16. Thanks to Speckle Cash Loans, up to $2,000 paid fast. A few coming through on the Speckle text. Hi, Dwayne. Hubs or anything, we need footy back. The TV ratings will skyrocket. There's another one. You'd watch your own team with interest, not so much neutral games. Quite a few coming through on the Speckle text. Would you watch footy without crowds? Because I reckon the true footy fans will watch it. But if it's not your thing, footy as much, you're just a sport fan or you can take it or leave it, you probably won't watch it. I reckon everybody will watch their thing without crowds if it was on. If you love cricket, you'd certainly watch an Ashes test without crowd. If you love racing, you're enjoying it at the moment. You're watching racing without crowd. Now, Gerard Whateley's one of those who, you know, he sounds like he can probably take or leave footy without crowds. He doesn't think it's as enjoyable, but he loves his racing without crowd. So if it's your thing, I think you will lap it up. And if you're a real footy fan, I reckon every footy fan that I know will watch it, especially their team, even if there aren't any crowds. 1300 736 736. Read out a few more of your speckled texts and take your calls very shortly. Mark Duffield, senior football writer for the West Australian, has also been good enough to join me to continue the discussion about a story that was in the West Australian. I saw it late yesterday from their political reporter, Peter Law. Welcome to you, Mark. Firstly, thanks for joining me on the program.
Dwayne, how are you going?
Good, thanks, good. So, yeah, the story from Peter Law talked about exemptions for the WA teams about the border crossing restrictions. Can you talk me through it, if you can, please?
Well, there's no specifics to this. Just as like there's no real specifics as to how the season is going to proceed if it does proceed. But what Premier Mark McGowan has said, of course, WA is now adopting a sort of a pretty hard line border closure. But he said that in the event that the AFL season did get rolling again, because basically West Coast and Fremantle players, for the sake of their work, would have to move in and out, and teams coming and going to play them would have to move in and out, they would be prepared to work with the AFL and work with the two clubs to allow that to happen. So it's early days on that, and obviously that's very contingent on what, if any, season the AFL can get up and going between now and the end of the season. But certainly the Premier indicated there was going to be some flexibility there for football.
So if you did have a six-team hub there to have a batch of games played in WA, do you think that exemption would apply to other teams coming into Perth as well?
Well, I think, well, it has to apply to other teams, because one of the constitutional things, the only way that a border lockdown like this is constitutional, if it's not prejudiced in terms of whether you're West Australian or not. So, yeah, I would say it would apply to other teams. What they would probably have to do, obviously another story we ran in the paper today, was that Steve Hocking was talking about a three-week mini pre-season, assuming that they did a fixture prior to that three-week mini pre-season. They could probably bring four other teams into Western Australia to play games with and against Fremantle and West Coast, have them do their pre-season here and probably do some form of 14-day lockdown, have them in an isolated facility somewhere there, and then come out and play the games. So obviously if you've got six teams in one hub and they all have to play each other, that's a five-week block of the season taken care of. And then West Coast and Fremantle might be shifted east to do a block of games after that. So, yeah, I think it's that side of it's doable, even if they have to isolate when they come in.
And more likely than not, do you think?
As in what? As in they're more likely to be allowed than not?
No, more likely that it actually is going to happen now. We're talking about, you know, we're hearing May 4 return dates. The AFL's shut the season down till May 31. You know, whether it's the 1st of June or the 1st of July, do you think it's more likely than not that we will get some football in this hub form?
I think we'll get footy, yeah, I do. But what form it takes really depends on the start date, doesn't it? And that really depends on the trajectory of the virus, I think, through the community over the next 2, 3 to 4 weeks. You know, if there's a spike even anywhere in Australia, it's probably going to affect how the rest of Australia reacts, which will have an impact on what, if anything, the AFL can do. So I think there's a lot of balls in the air at the moment, Dwayne. But I think one of the great things about this, the awful thing about it is obvious, you know, there's a virus going through the community, and the bad thing for us is that, you know, we're not getting sport and we're not able to move around as freely. As journalists, we can basically speculate to our heart's content, can't we? Because there are there are 50 different scenarios. Well, Steve Hocking reckons that the AFL was looking at 10 different scenarios as to how this might all play out, depending on, you know, when they get up and going again. So there's a lot of different scenarios that are possible, and you can basically legitimately fly to all of them because they are all a possibility at the moment.
So are there other professions that also will get exemptions? I presume it's not just the footballers that will get them heading in and out of WA?
Well, clearly there are essential services. There's a lot of freight that comes and goes in and out of Western Australia. That's necessary for the ongoing function of the community. So those things, you know, have not been stopped and will not be stopped. There are FIFO workers as well. So some of them, you know, live in the state and they come and go. So they will be able to come in and out of the state, but they will have to be isolated at their employer's expense. So that's probably going to be the thing that the AFL is going to have to work around with the footy, is that if they apply a consistent approach where that is concerned, then the AFL is probably going to have to find a way to isolate any teams coming in here at their expense so that they can play games against West Coast and Fremantle here.
So essentially they stay in a particular hotel. They don't go out at night. They get on a bus, go to the ground, play, get on the bus, go back to their hotel and stay there.
Yeah, well, actually, Fremantle did... I think just before the shutdown came, Fremantle actually split from their women's program, and because obviously both were still active at that stage, and the women's program was operating out of Coburn, and Fremantle had shifted their main training to the stadium. So it may be they could base one or two teams in and around the stadium. Of course, you've got the Burswood hospitality precinct very close to that, and some of the CBD hotels very close to that. So they could probably isolate them in one of those hotels and just, you know, shuttle them to and from the ground at night.
Interesting stuff, Mark. What else have you got in the paper today that I need to tune into? Because it was interesting reading yesterday to hear this story, and it's just another step forward toward getting football back if a government like the WA government is going to allow a hub of games to be played by multiple teams in the state. It's a big move, and I think it's a great move if the governments are allowing that. What have you got coming up from your pen next?
Well, like everyone else, we're doing a lot of lists. We're doing a lot of, you know, looks back at the past and that sort of thing. But obviously, the other factor that we have here in WA is what happens with the second tier competition. And as financially testing as this has been for AFL clubs, it's been equally financially testing for a lot of waffle clubs who are facing very uncertain futures at the moment. And they're even talking about whether the players would play for nothing in the event that a season got up and going again. So that was floated by West Perth president and former WA Football Commission chairman Neil Fong yesterday on a radio show. And I think that's got some legs as well. I suspect that if footy gets going but doesn't get going in front of fans, which means that waffle clubs won't be able to play in front of fans either, I think they may have to get the players to basically play for nothing if they're going to be able to economically run it.
And is it likely that the two WA teams, Fremantle and the West Coast, will run with, say, a list of 35, every other player's just running around in the waffle, and if you need them, you'll have, say, three windows during the course of the season to go and pluck from the waffle? How do you think that's going to move forward?
That's probably more like next year, isn't it, I think? And,
yeah.
And I don't see them being able to cut all the way to 35 next year. I suspect contracts are going to put that... existing contracts are going to make that very difficult and very problematic for the AFL to implement. I wonder whether we're going to come to maybe 38 or 39 next year and then maybe go on to 35 in a year or two after that. But I think we're headed in that direction, aren't we? And if we're headed in that direction, I guess that raises the issue for every AFL team and not just the two WA-based teams, is what do you do with the players because if you have your 22 in your team, plus, you know, one or two players held over in case of late injury or illness, plus your 5 to 8 or 9 injuries that you routinely have, it doesn't really leave many to have a second-tier team running around. So you suspect they're going to have teams playing in those second-tier competitions that will just be called upon when required.
Yeah, interesting the way it's all going to sort of come out at the other end. Mark, thanks for allowing me to pick your brain. I really appreciate it. And thanks a lot for elaborating on Peter Law's story. I appreciate that as well.
Good on you, Dwayne, and stay safe and stay out of this thing's way.
Oh, well, I'm at home broadcasting at the moment. My wife's just brought me a coffee, and I'm quite enjoying being at home. Mark Duffield, senior football writer at the West Australian. Your calls, 1300 736 736. You heard all that. And one coming through on the speckled text as well. Why are we making exemptions for AFL players and officials to travel, play and integrate together and not be quarantined when normal citizens are not allowed the same privileges? Ron, well, as Mark just explained, there's freight workers, there's a whole heap of employment sections that are allowed to travel freely under a different quarantine set of circumstances, and AFL players will be judged the same as, say, freight workers can move into WA and out of WA as long as they continue to have some sort of quarantine condition imposed on them, if not the 14-day lockdown when they get into WA. So it's not, you know, AFL players and everybody else. It's AFL players, freight workers, and a whole heap of different employment demographics, because as many employees as possible need to be working in this country. The Prime Minister's talked about that ad nauseum. John in Adelaide, before we take a break. You there, John?
Yeah, good, Dwayne.
What do you got for me, John?
I just think they shouldn't bring the game back unless the fans come back, because it's horrible. You know, and they're only bringing it back, trying to keep the dollars going with their contracts with Foxtel and all that. But at the end of the day, it is woeful. And footy's not unless it's got the fans. And that's my opinion. And the players should just go on long service leave and get it up and running next year.
That'd be unpaid leave, though, John. That'd be long unpaid leave. It wouldn't be long service leave with pay.
Yeah, well, I know, but still, it's not the same playing the game with no fans. You know, you've got to be realistic, don't we?
So you won't watch it. Well, who's your team, John?
Collingwood.
Okay, so you won't watch Collingwood Essendon round when they play next time with no crowd?
No, it's just not the same. No. Footy's always been about the fans. It doesn't matter if it's basketball or what. It's all about the fans. They make the game, you know. That was horrible the other night. I turned it off at quarter time, watching it there. No, it was horrible.
There's John's thoughts. What are yours? 1-300-736-736. Shut it down. Send them on long service leave unpaid and forget about it altogether in 2020. There's one option. Your calls on that next.